name is Elva, and this is a KXEI Conversation. Today I'm joined by Daniel Casanova, who is a Southern Arizona co-lead for the Arizona Youth Climate Strike. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell me what the Arizona Youth Climate Strike is about.
So the way I got involved with this group is I actually found them on Instagram. And I've been involved with environmental activism for a very long time, since third grade, actually. And so I found out about this group on Instagram, and I decided to join their movement, which is part of a global movement. So this is just our chapter of it here in Southern Arizona.
So you've got the climate strike coming up, coinciding with the UN COP25 climate conference that is going to be taking place in Madrid, Spain. Tell me what else your group works on.
Arizona Youth Climate Strike does more than just strike. We also are in charge of no fossil fuel pledges, which is when candidates commit to not receiving any funds in excess of $200 from utility companies or any fossil fuel companies. We do different sorts of campaigns and lobbying, and of course, climate strikes to gain attention for our movement.
And can you tell me more about the fossil fuel free pledge?
So we're just getting that started here in Tucson, actually, or in Southern Arizona. But it's been quite successful up in the Phoenix area, and a lot of candidates have taken that pledge.
Well, that's great to have policymakers on board. And the climate strike coming up on December 6th at Jacome Plaza takes place from 2:30 to 5 p.m. So what are you demanding from the city of Tucson at this youth climate strike?
Yeah, so this event is going to be a little different from the last one on September 20th. This event will include a march as well as a rally. The rally will be very similar to the last one. We'll have different politicians such as Victoria Steele and Andres Cano be there to give their speeches, as well as youth leaders of the movement. They will also be there to give speeches. However, there will also be a march, and that march is going to be about a mile long, and it should be fairly easy, but it will serve to gain further attention for the movement.
Why is it important that folks understand climate change and the importance of climate strikes?
So I'm a student at the University of Arizona, and I study environmental studies. So the more I study and the more I realize how big of an issue this is, you know, for the economy, for our society, and for our environment. And so this is an issue about the survival of not only plants and animals, but also of the human race. Currently, we are facing temperatures like we never have. The sea levels are rising, and CO2 emissions are higher than ever. So we have to do something about it because, you know, the IPCC said it. We have until 2030 to act, and this is why we're striking.
So the event is on December 6th from 2:30 to 5 p.m. here in Tucson. And if folks want to learn more, how can they get more information about the event that's taking place on December 6th, or just general information about the Youth Climate Strike movement?
So for the event, we do have a Facebook event page. Just look us up on Facebook and you'll find it. We already have over 670 people RSVP to attend the event, which is great. If you want to look for more information on the climate strike, we do have a website. So just give us a search on Google and you'll find out more.
So folks can go to Arizona Youth Climate Strike online to do a search. And for the Facebook event, it's also on Facebook at Arizona Youth Climate Strike. Daniel, thank you so much for joining me. My name is Elva. This has been a KXEI Conversation, and I've been speaking with Daniel Casanova, who is a Southern Arizona co-lead for the Arizona Youth Climate Strike and is getting ready for the upcoming event on December 6th to coincide with the UN COP25 climate conference taking place in Madrid, Spain. Daniel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Daniel, after this particular event, what will the Arizona Youth Climate Strike continue to do?
So that's kind of up in the air right now. It depends on the action of our elected politicians. If they choose to act and they choose to start developing a climate action plan, we'll go ahead and assist them with that, attend those meetings and share our views. And if not, we'll keep striking. So you'll expect to hear more from us.
Great. Thank you so much, Daniel, for coming down today.
Okay. And we'll see you December 6th, 2:30 to 5 at Jacome Plaza. Thank you.